That story about golfing is two different stories. If it's a story about a building that has simply caught fire, it's a different story from a building that caught fire with three people in it.
Indeed.
Christine Ahern is today's show reporter. Christine, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross. Morning, Russ.
What do we think?
Well, look, police certainly do fear that three squatters could have been inside the old Goldfingers at the time. So they desperately want to go get in there and search. However, they just can't at the moment. It's just too dangerous. So they hope to do that a bit later today. I have been speaking to a couple of officials on scene. And what they will do is send the engineers to have a look at the facade, have a look at the building, the worst damaged part of the building. And then once the engineers deem it safe, fire investigators will then go in and begin that grim search.
It seems interesting, though, does it not, Christine, that they haven't got in there? Because there may well be some people that are requiring assistance.
Well, I think, unfortunately, Russ, that if anybody is in there, unfortunately, they have not survived. And that would have probably been deemed that way quite early on. It was just such a ferocious blaze. But firefighters just couldn't get in. You would have all seen that video, seen those pictures. It was just too intense. They've managed to save the facade, the old Kilkenny Inn. That's a remarkable job. However, there's not much holding it up, and there's not much holding up the worst damaged part. So I'm on Lonsdale Street on the corner of King. King Street is still flowing in both directions, but Lonsdale Street, both directions between King and William, is shut off. And that is the reason for that is they are worried that facade could collapse.
And Christine, it is of interest that it's three squatters. So presumably that's because people were aware that there were three individuals in that building. Right, so why is it not five or one?
Well, there are various, obviously, charities, you know, that are fantastic charities that operate in the CBD, and they would have been aware, I think, of the squatters that, you know, registered in there. And so I think they've managed to, there might have been more, but they've managed to account for all but three. Why they don't say definitely three are inside is it's very hard, obviously, to keep tabs of where people, where homeless people might be moving around. So however many squatters that they believed were inside the old Goldfingers at the time, they've managed to account for all of them but three.
Right. Excellent report as always, Christine. Christine Ahern, Today Show reporter. It's interesting that you just say why not five and why not one. Yesterday, there had been one assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin. In the papers this morning, it's five.
Yes.